While tending to the water purification machinery at the Solvay chemical plant in Poland, Karol Wojtyła, the future Pope John Paul II, would spend long nights reading this book by St. Louis de Montfort, True Devotion to Mary. St. Louis de Montfort was a Catholic priest who lived in France from 1673 to 1716. In his short life of only 43 years, he was an outstanding theologian, as Pope John Paul II describes him, especially in the study of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I can envision in my head the young Karol Wojtyła devouring, by the dim light of the Polish factory, the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. He learned that true devotion to Mary is always centered on Christ. Here's St. Louis de Montfort in paragraph 120 of this book, his book, True Devotion to Mary. He says, "All our perfection consists in being conformed, united, and consecrated to Jesus Christ. Now Mary, being the most conformed of all creatures to Jesus Christ, it follows that of all devotions, that which most consecrates and conforms the soul to our Lord is devotion to His Holy Mother. And that the more a soul is consecrated to Mary, the more it is consecrated to Jesus. Hence, the most perfect consecration to Jesus Christ is nothing else but a perfect and entire consecration of ourselves to the Blessed Virgin." So, St. Louis de Montfort's logic is simple. Because Mary is perfectly consecrated to Jesus, the more a person is consecrated to her, the more a person is conformed, united, and consecrated to Jesus. Now, I know that some of you have already made this total consecration to Mary following the plan laid out in the 17th and 18th centuries by St. Louis de Montfort. I made my consecration for the first time way back 20 years ago when I was in the seminary, and I still have my consecration written out in my own handwriting. I also know that some of you began your 33 days of consecration last Thursday, November the 5th. You know that the 33 days of total consecration to Mary consists of a preliminary period of 12 days where you cast off the spirit of the world, which is contrary to Jesus. We get rid of all sin and attachments to sin, anything that is not of Jesus in the first 12 days. Then follows 21 days, 3 weeks of preparation, consisting of the first week, knowledge of self, the second week, knowledge of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the third week, knowledge of Christ. It's all explained in St. Louis de Montfort's book, True Devotion to Mary. Now, at the end of 33 days, St. Louis de Montfort says they will go to confession and Holy Communion and make their consecration to Jesus and Mary. For those of you who are making your total consecration this year, it's going to take place on a beautiful date, on December the 8th, the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception and the solemn inauguration of the Year of Mercy by Pope Francis. St. Louis de Montfort says after their total consecration, they might also once a month or even once a day renew all they have done in the following words: Totus tuus ego sum, et omnia mea tua sunt, accipio te in mea omnia, prebe mihi cor tuam, Maria, which translates, I am totally yours, and all that I have is yours. I accept you as my all. Give me your heart, O Mary. Now, many of you know that when Pope St. John Paul II was consecrated the auxiliary bishop of Krakow on the 28th of September 1958, he chose as the motto on his episcopal coat of arms this Latin phrase from St. Louis de Montfort. totus tuus, which means totally yours. It's the Cliff Notes version of the consecration. The consecration is quite long. It's the Cliff Notes version. It's the short form of the consecration, totus tuus. That says everything. Every day when the Pope was a bishop and then later as Pope, John Paul II renewed his consecration daily by saying, totus tuus. Every day he gave himself totally to Jesus through Mary. Now, if you're looking for the poster child for totus tuus in the Bible, if you're looking for someone from the Bible whose picture is in the dictionary next to the words totus tuus, other than Jesus and Mary, of course, then you have to look no further than the two widows in today's readings, the widow of Zarephath and the widow at the temple treasury. They gave everything. Totus tuus. They held nothing back. Let's take a look. In the first reading, the widow of Zarephath only has a cup of flour left in her jar and a few tablespoons of oil in her jug. It is really everything she has. If she gives the flour and the oil and makes a little cupcake for Elijah, she will have nothing left. Absolutely nothing. She will die. And yet, she chooses to give everything to the prophet Elijah. Her last drop of oil, her last handful of flour. Her act of love is generous and total. Totus tuus. She trusts that God will take care of her and her son, and of course he does. Of course he does. She and her son are able to eat for a whole year, even in spite of famine. The jar of flour did not go empty or the jug of oil run dry. It is significant to note that Jesus himself praises the widow of Zarephath in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 26, when he says, "There were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah when a great famine spread over the land, but it was to none of these Israelite widows that Elijah was sent, but to the pagan non-Israelite widow of Zarephath." And I hope you can see that the widow of Zarephath is the Old Testament type for the widow at the temple treasury. You see, in the gospel, the widow at the temple treasury only has two coins left, symbolic of the flour and the oil, see? And it was, according to Jesus, all she had, her whole livelihood. And if she gives her last two coins, like the widow of Zarephath gave her last drops of oil and handful of flour, she will have nothing left, absolutely nothing. And yet, she decides to give everything she has. She gives a gift that is generous and total. She doesn't give a large monetary amount, but Jesus can see her heart. Jesus could see that she gave all she had in love, totus tuus. Everything is totally yours. Now, how could they do this? Well, I think they were detached from the things of the world. They have, like in St. Louis de Montfort's total consecration, they've rid themselves of attachments to the things of the world. They also know that everything they have been given is a gift. Their coins and their flour and their oil aren't theirs. They know that they're only stewards or managers of the gifts of God. You see, they can give everything because they realize they've received everything from God. And they have absolute trust in God, total, complete trust in God that he will provide for their needs, as he said he provides for the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. For if God provides for the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, how much more will he provide for us? St. Louis de Montfort says in Total Consecration, all our perfection consists in being conformed, united, and consecrated to Jesus Christ. So, what are the obstacles in my life that prevent me from giving everything to Jesus? What are the obstacles that prevent me from totally trusting Jesus? Why am I holding something back from Jesus? Why can't I give him all my time, all my talent, all my treasure? I pray that the Lord in his mercy will remove these roadblocks so that, like our two widows, we can give ourselves to him in total consecration. Totus tuus, ego sum. I am totally yours. And all that I have is yours. I accept you as my all. Give me your heart, O Mary. Amen.